the Clancys did become known as for kind of camellias and very exuberant material, and this is a typical example.
One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. Tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle, tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee a pretty wench, a hand on the table, a jug of punch. Tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle, tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle. Upon his knee a pretty wench, a hand on the table, a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
Tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle, tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And if I get drunk, well, the money's me own. And them don't like me, they can leave me alone.
Go get him, buddy.
I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
Tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle, tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
And when I'm dead and in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have. Just lay me down in my native peat with a jug of punch at my head and
feet. Tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle, tooraloo-ralloo, tooraloo-ralle. Just lay me down in my native peat with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
The Clancy brothers, Tommy Makeham there with the jug of punch. And now I went to Ireland with Ethan Signer in the July of, 64. And we hooked up with this woman, amazing woman named Peggy Jordan. And she had brought Pete Seeger over to Dublin. And she was really at the center of what was a burgeoning folk revival there. You must remember the Clancy brothers came to New York and did their work there. That's where they got together, and that's where they made their records, and they got on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they became big stars in a fairly short time in America. And they had never been a factor at home, really, as a performing group. But, of course, now they had a great reputation. And Peggy Jordan decided to take me and Ethan down to County Clare to a festival they call a Fláiceoil, and it runs for a weekend. And in this case, the village of Scariff, every house and every pub and every store was open, and every one of them had a keg of Guinness somewhere in evidence. And it went on for several days until the it went from roughly 11 or so in the morning until the guards decided everybody'd had enough. And I was staying in a farmhouse outside of town. I was sleeping in a bed with somebody else in it. I never saw that person. That person was gone in the morning when I got up, and I tiptoed in at night, getting past the dog over the fence and everything else, and never did wake this person up or meet them. It was quite a weekend, I must say. And in the course of the weekend, Ethan and I wound up in a pub on our own, kind of sitting in a corner, playing a few tunes. There might have been a few folks around us. And all of a sudden, the place just filled up. And in came Liam Clancy. And with him was another singer that I didn't know. I didn't know who this person was. Well, it turned out to be an Irish singer, singing in Irish, named Joe Heaney, who turned out to be one of the greatest of that style of Seanós. They call it Seanós singing. And Liam and Joe just sat opposite each other, holding each other's hands and encouraging each other as they sang each in turn. I'll start here with Liam. Now, of course, this isn't a recording. I didn't make this recording on the day, but this is kind of what it was like. This is an old song called Éileann Aroon that Liam does.
Éileann Valley Fair, Éileann I know a cottage there, I lean on. Far in that valley shade, I know a tender maid. Flower of the hazel glade, I lean on. Ooh, in the dance so fleet, I lean on. Ooh, in the song so sweet, I lean on. Dear are her charms to me, dear are her laughter free, dearest her constancy, I lean on. Were she no longer true, I lean on. What would her lover do, I lean on. Fly with a broken chin, far o'er the sounding main, never to love again, I lean on. Youth will in time decay, I lean on. Beauty must fade away, I lean on. Castles are sacked in war, chieftains are scattered far, truth is a fixed star.
And with that, the place would erupt into cheers, and just very emotional. Now, as I say, that isn't a recording made on the day, but it is the atmosphere I want to convey here. And then Joe Heaney would sing, and this is a famous, famous song in Ireland, Stór Macree.
Stór Macree, when you're far away from the home you'll soon be leaving, unless many time by night and day your heart will be sorely grieving. No, the stranger land, might be rich and fair, and riches and treasure golden you'll find, I know, for the long, long ago, and the love that's never olden. A storm o'creen the stranger's land, there is plenty of wealth and wearing, whilst in gems adorn the rich and the grand, there are faces with hungry cheering. Though the road is dreary and hard to tread, the lights of their city may blind you, you'll turn this door to air and shore, and the ones you left behind you. A storm will creep when the evening sun over mountain and meadow is falling. Won't you turn away from the throng and listen, and maybe you'll hear me calling. The voice that you'll hear will be surely mine, for somebody's speedy returning. Aroon, aroon, will you come back soon to the one who will always love you?
Joheny, Storm O'Cree. And while he would be singing that, Liam would be holding his hand and pumping his arm, encouraging him. People in the room would be shouting out. Encouragement is extremely emotional. Now, before I get carried away here, I want to remind you that you're listening to Royalton Community Radio. This program is called In It for the Long Run. My name is Jim Rooney. And we're exploring my more than 60 years in the musical world. And this time we're looking at my introduction to Irish music and Ireland itself. And where we are at the moment is in County Clare, a town, a little village called Scariff. It's a town now, but it was a village then. And at a Flacuil, where every house was open, there was a keg in every room almost, and it was quite an event. And in this case, I was in a pub with my friend Ethan Signer, and Liam Clancy and Joe Heaney were singing to and for each other. Now, here's a song that Liam might have sung on the day.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree. And the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night. The yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappy Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the Crappy Boy.
Liam Clancy and the Crappy Boy, and the place, of course, would just erupt at the end of one of these songs. And then Liam would take Joe's hand, and this is a song that Joe was very, very associated with. It's the Rogine Dove, which is the Black Rose, which was the name they used for Ireland in its dark time.
Oh, Roisin, na bia bro.
Rogine Dove, Joe Heaney, and the depth of emotion in Joe's voice is hard. I can't describe it, actually. I don't think I have to. You can hear it. And that was just an amazing event to be part of, and it just happened by accident at this Fla Ciol in Scariff. And if we made our way out of the pub onto the street, out on the street, there was people milling about all the time. There was a piper sitting on his chair. His name was Willie Clancy, and turned out to be